Proclamation number 6548 of 16th of May, 1956. Outpouring of the Spirit presupposes redemption. Again and again I pour out my Spirit into the hearts of those who opened themselves to me, who have prepared their hearts for me so that I can make my dwelling in them, who love me and want to have proof of my love for them. I pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Yet the redemption through Jesus Christ must have preceded that you are now delivered from my adversary, that you have the strength and the will to shape yourselves into a receptacle for my Spirit, and I myself can now also work in you. The working of my Spirit is impossible in an unredeemed state, for it requires a certain degree of maturity of your soul which, however, you will never be able to achieve without the help of the Divine Redeemer, which is why you must avail yourselves of the graces of His act of salvation, which at the same time means that you hand yourselves over to Him and appeal to Him that He may also have died for you so that you will be released from the burden of sin which still binds you to my adversary. But if you are freed from Him, then I can also take possession of you. Then I can make my power of love flow into you again, as once before you fell, and then I can also pour out my Spirit upon you. I can speak to you and give you full understanding for everything, I can brighten your thinking, I can impart strength to you in abundance so that you can perform works of love. I can disclose knowledge to you which enables you to instruct your fellow human beings. I can initiate you into my eternal plan of salvation and give you knowledge of what lies ahead of you. I can train you to be capable laborers in my vineyard and assign you tasks which serve the salvation of your fellow human beings. Thus I can speak to you directly and you can now constantly keep up contact with me, I can be constantly present in you. And I gave you this promise when I walked on earth, that I will stay with you until the end. I may have left you physically, I have ascended to heaven, but I have sent you the one I promised you, my Spirit, the Comforter, which always reminds you of me, which teaches you again, as once, and which, above all, presents the significance of my act of salvation to you, because this is the most important thing in your earthly life, that you acknowledge Him, Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross, who is only a shell for me in which I incarnated myself, because I wanted to redeem you from sin and death. Anyone who is not enlightened by my Spirit will not grasp the profound significance of the act of salvation either. But there will always be people into whom I can pour out my Spirit, and therefore Jesus' death on the cross will always be emphasized. Never will His act of salvation fall into oblivion, because my Spirit keeps on announcing it anew in order to point Him out to people, who alone is your Redeemer and to whom they must hand themselves over in order to be released from a power which otherwise keeps you captive eternally. I will stay with you until the end of the world. How else can it be understood than that I dwell with you in spirit, that I myself am present to you and reveal myself to you? And all of you can prepare your hearts for me as a dwelling place. All of you could serve me as a receptacle of my Spirit, for I want to pour out my Spirit on all flesh which makes itself worthy to receive me myself. Amen.